When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All I teach them to do is to identify which experience they're having and then learning how to apply the methods that I teach, because the methods, when you start to tap and you do the process, it takes about 7 to 10 minutes to not have that craving or that desire anymore. And what you do is you're actually going back and you're healing an unconscious trauma that's causing it in the moment. So what we found with our students that go through our more advanced programs, within about 3 to 6 months, they will completely heal their emotional eating permanently and it'll never come back.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human.
Hello, humans, and welcome to another episode of I Am Human. I am so happy to be here with you today, and thank you so much for joining me. If you have not already, if you could please subscribe to the podcast, if you would leave me a review, that would be fabulous. It will be even more fabulous is if you share these episodes or any episode that you found helpful with somebody that you care about. I would really appreciate it. To be human means to have subconscious beliefs and patterns that keep us stuck in unhelpful behaviors. But to be human also means to find a way to rise above the subconscious and develop new behaviors and patterns. And our guest today, Brittany Watkins, is an expert at this, and it's something that she's been practicing since she was 16 years old. So Brittany Watkins is a renowned speaker, author, and creator of the Echo Tapping Method, a groundbreaking technique in food psychology. Recognized as a leading expert in emotional freedom techniques, EFT or tapping, especially for weight loss and emotional eating, Brittany has built a remarkable career over the last 15 years. She has changed the lives of over 100,000 women by addressing their food cravings, emotional eating, and self-sabotage. She focuses on finding and fixing the root causes of these issues quickly. She developed the Echo Tapping Method, an innovative approach that rapidly speeds up the healing process. This unique psychology biohacking modality has been shown to provide the benefits of 10 years of therapy in just a few sessions. Brittany's core professional dedication has been to provide quick and lasting change. Brittany has also trained more than 400 medical professionals, therapists, and counselors in her method, who are helping thousands of patients every year. Her work has been recognized in major publications like Psychology Today, Shape, and Women's Health and Fitness magazine. Plus, her techniques have reached over 10 million women worldwide via Facebook and YouTube, establishing her as a key figure in psychological healing for emotional eating. So if you've never heard of tapping before, it's going to sound a little bit strange. Probably if you have never heard of it, it's going to sound like something you've never even thought of before, but you can use it for a lot of different things. And I have tried a little bit of it before. Brittany has definitely motivated me to get more into it and try it more. I think my area that I still struggle with is evening times when I'm super fatigued or had a really stressful day at work of having that urge to overeat. The fasting really helped me a lot because if I'm fasting, I just don't eat at all. But I would like to get to a point eventually where I'm able to eat a reasonable portion of food and not have to worry that my stress and my emotional issues is going to lead me to overeat. So I think I'll experiment with this and see how it goes. In this episode, we talk about EFT tapping and how Brittany discovered it, where it came from, the science behind it. And we also talk about echo tapping, which she developed and how it's different from EFT. We talk about emotional eating and cravings, how they're different. We talk about how our childhood experiences influence our eating habits as adults. And we also talk about a few of the underlying emotional drivers that lead to emotional eating and disordered eating. And we also talk about how we tend to overeat and overdrink at parties, why that happens. There's a couple of different reasons why we might do that, and how tapping may be able to help those things. So this is a super interesting podcast episode. And if you still struggle with some of these habits and behaviors, I invite you to try out her 7-day challenge and give it a try. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? I know that when I've done it before, you do feel better, but I think that it does require dedication to keep doing in those moments to finally be able to overcome those patterns. So I'd love to hear from you what you think of this episode. If you've tried tapping before, if it's worked for you, if you're new to tapping, if it's intriguing, you know, it's something really different, but it could be super helpful to a lot of people. So I hope that you really love this episode. Again, thank you for being here. And now let's welcome Brittany Watkins.
The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional. This podcast episode contains sensitive topics that may be triggering to certain people. Listener discretion is advised.
Brittany Watkins, welcome to I Am Human. I am super excited to have this conversation today because this is definitely a topic that my audience has not heard about before. So it will be brand new to them. So let's just start at the beginning. What is EFT tapping and how did you discover it?
I discovered tapping because I was a troubled teen. I got kicked out of my house at 15. And one of the great things that my parents did was they had me work with a therapist. And the therapist and I had been working together for about a year. And he came into a session one day and he said, you know, I learned something over the weekend. Seems really weird. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I really think it's going to help you. And so I was a 16-year-old kid at the time. And we started, you know, tapping and, you know, saying, I love myself. And I felt so awkward and it felt so dumb, but I couldn't deny how great I felt. That day when I left his office, I could tell it was different than the other days. It felt like all of the hurt and the pain and the yuckiness that I had been holding on inside my body just left. And I was the happiest version of myself. And so every week I would come back in and I would say, Steve, let's do that tapping thing. So back then, the creator of tapping, this was before YouTube existed. So he thought the best way to integrate this into the community was to train all the therapists on it. And so he had a 6-disc CD or DVD set that was him working with all types of different people with all sorts of different trauma and helping them heal very rapidly with this EFT tapping method. And so my therapist saw that I was really curious about how it worked. And so he actually gave me the training CDs that all of the therapists were using to learn the modality. And so I got trained like a therapist in it when I was 16 years old. And I loved doing it. Every time my friend had a problem, I would push him into a room and I'd be like, let me try this tapping thing with you. You know, and I realized that the more I used it, the better I got. So, you know, I went from being like a homeless teenager to I had a really successful career in real estate. I was taking all my friends out and paying for dinner. I bought a house when I was 24. And so, you know, I didn't actually make it a career until I was 30 because I was in real estate. The real estate market bottomed out. And then I just decided I wanted to do something that really helps people. And I realized that it was tapping.
And how long has it been around? I mean, that's an amazing transformation story, by the way. So sounds great. You're making tapping sound very appealing right now.
Good. That's the point. Well, it was discovered by a doctor, actually, totally by accident in the 80s. It was the early 80s. He was working with a client. It's a very famous case study. Her name was Mary. And back then, what you did for traumas or for phobias is you would do exposure therapy. So she had a fear of water and he was working with her in her house. And he'd been working with this same client for 15 years. And he also learned, he was taking acupressure training. So he was into alternative medicine and he decided, he was like, oh my God, I have to do something different with this woman. So as she was in the bathtub with, like, you know, just a couple inches of water, having the same experience that she's always had. They're not making any progress. He decides that he's just going to start putting pressure on different acupressure points to try to relax her. Well, within like 10 minutes, she gets up out of the bathtub. She runs out the back of his house and she jumps into his pool and says, oh my God, I'm not afraid of water anymore. And she starts splashing around. And so he was like, what the heck just happened? And that was the indicator that it must have had something to do with the cognitive therapy and the acupressure points. And so he joined forces with an engineer who was a Stanford graduate. I think at that point he had retired, and this Gary Craig, who's the founder of it. If you look up EFT, he's known as the founder of it. He helped this doctor figure out a 9-point sequence that's repeatable, that simplifies basically how we do it so that we can actually do it to ourselves. You don't have to go to a therapist in order to get these results. But it essentially gets rid of fears, phobias, anxieties, addictions in minutes. So yeah, it caught fire. And at first, you know, 20 years ago or however long ago that is, 40 years, is that 40 years ago? 40 years ago, it sounded way too good to be true. And I think just until recently, it's starting to gain popularity now. There's a lot of celebrities that are using it. There's athletes that are using it for their athletic performance. So it's gaining popularity now, but it was really, really hard. I mean, people, because it looks really weird. I mean, you literally tap on different acupressure points and you say certain affirmations. And so it looks ridiculous, but when you have an experience with it, and it really works, you can't deny the results. So that's really how it's gaining popularity. It's really, really helping people that have been dealing with problems for a very long time, maybe with traditional therapy, or maybe they're just trying to, like, you know, use willpower to get through it. And then they come across tapping and they're able to heal from that thing in maybe just a couple of sessions, if not just one session.
Yeah, that's amazing, because these types of issues are the kinds of issues that can take years in therapy and you feel like you're not making any progress or you have a lot of relapses. So in a way, is it kind of based on Eastern medicine a little bit, like with the meridians, or because it sounds like it was almost like accidental? Is there like a scientific understanding now of why it works?
Yeah, there is actually. So essentially what happens with brain imaging devices, we've been able to go in and look at the brain. So there's an area of our brain called the hippocampus, which is where we store all of our memories. And what happens when we experience something that's bad? So I call them traumas. We call them big traumas and little traumas. But a big trauma can be, you know, what we all consider to be a trauma. And we've all experienced things like this. But little traumas can be something as simple as the way that your friend looked at you on the playground and you felt really ashamed or left out, or your mom's voice when she told you no, or a glass breaking. I had a client who was an emotional eater, and we narrowed it down to her being really, really scared when a glass broke and she was 5 years old. So these types of things, we don't remember them. They get stored in our hippocampus, in our unconscious mind. And what happens is when we experience something that's similar, so maybe somebody has the similar tonation that our mom had, or we hear a glass break, or our friend maybe doesn't answer us back on the phone right away when we ask them to do something, these memories will get triggered. And what happens when they get triggered is the amygdala sounds our fight or flight response. And so what we're able to do is we're able to have the client recall the things that have happened to them by feeling the uncomfortable feeling. And then as we tap on the acupressure points, what that does is it sends a flood of serotonin to the brain, and it actually cuts off that connection with the fight or flight response. So you can actually, you can remember the thing that happened, but you will no longer have the alarm system, the amygdala of your body sounding when that thing happens. So, I mean, this has been really, really instrumental for people that have gone to war and have experienced horrible PTSD. They can still remember what's happened to them, but they're no longer shaken by it. So, you know, we use it on really extreme cases of trauma. And then we use it on really small things like having a fear of flying or just not being able to sleep at night or feeling a little stressed out from work. It's a really, really amazing technique. And one of the reasons I love it so much is because it's, you can do it to yourself. You don't have to spend years and years in therapy like I did. You don't have to spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. You literally hold the power to heal yourself in your own hand. So as long as you learn how to actually apply the method and how to implement the method, which is pretty simple to learn, I think it's the most powerful healing modality on the planet today.
Now, the tapping is a one part, but then there's the words that you say too. You start with saying what you're feeling. So you start with the difficult feelings and then you're trying to put in. So how does that part work? Is that part just as important as the actual tapping?
Yeah, it is. So when you're saying, when we call that the setup statement. So when we say the setup statement, they're like, even though I have this, let's pick a problem, this, you know, fear of flying. Even though I have this fear of flying, I completely love and accept myself. So what the even though I have this fear of flying does is it actually zooms in to the part of the brain where we have that negative memory stored. And then as we tap on acupressure points, the flood of serotonin knows to go to that area of the hippocampus. And it essentially, we can see this with brain imaging devices, the indentations get like wiped away. So if you think about your hippocampus, it kind of looks like a sponge with all these little holes in it. And so what we can see is the more tapping somebody does, the less holes they have in their hippocampus. And so the holes are basically sending that signal to the amygdala and sounding the body's alarm system. So there's probably a way better way to explain this scientifically, but this is the science that I've learned, the way to like, you know, dumb it down for people like me. So yeah, so essentially when you're saying those statements, it's zeroing into that part of the brain that has the imprint of the memory. And then the tapping, the serotonin will know exactly the memory to go to, because we have thousands of these, right? Like we have, you know, so many memories and we have so many experiences that happen to us like this. So when we say the setup statement, it we're telling it to go to that area. And then we say, as we tap through the points, we say different phrases that will remind us so that our mind won't wander. So it'll remind us like, oh, maybe you took a flight and there was some turbulence or something. That really scary flight, that my first flight where I was really scared, and you tap through the points and you just remind yourself of the memory so that you keep kind of like zeroing in on that memory in that part of the brain.
Wow, that's just incredible. It's just so cool to think that we can actually almost reprogram our brains by something like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, correct?
Yes.
And then you've developed something called echo tapping. So how is echo tapping different from EFT tapping?
So I struggled with an eating disorder when I was very young. And even though I was trained in tapping and I was able to use it on all sorts of my problems, it wasn't helping me for weight loss. So through the help of going to my therapist, I recognized pretty early on that I was eating to avoid the uncomfortable feelings that I was feeling. But I didn't think that at first. I just woke up one day and I couldn't fit into my jeans. And so I read a book about eating your feelings and emotional eating, and that helped me figure out why I was doing it, but it didn't help me solve the problem. And even though I was so highly trained in tapping or in EFT, and I knew exactly how to use it and apply it, I was using it the way that they taught me to for my weight issues, but it wasn't working. And so over a period of like 15 years trying to figure my weight issue out and my emotional eating disorder out, I was able to come up with basically my own solution that does work for any type of addiction. So We work with food addiction. We'll work with any kind of alcohol addiction. We're coming up with some programs, not for drugs, but for like shopping or anything that you're doing compulsively that you don't want to do, even like watching too much TV or using your phone too much. There's a different way that you have to use the modality in order to solve those. But these types of things have been said, it's been said that you can't actually cure an addiction. And with echo tapping, what I've discovered is that you actually can. Food addiction is one of the hardest addictions to have. So when I say food addiction, I mean any kind of like disordered eating. So if you're eating when you're stressed out, if you're binge eating, if you're dieting and then, you know, overeating after a couple of days of restricting yourself, if you're over drinking or any kind of behavior where you're overdoing it and you don't feel like you can stop, or anytime you try to stop, you just get, you get this big backlash. I discovered again through my 15-year journey that there's seven subconscious weight loss blockers that affect people who are trying to lose weight and can't. So yeah, so through my own journey of having to heal these things for myself, I was able to come up with a unique method that specifically, it still uses tapping, but we just apply it in a different way.
So yeah, I was going to ask you if you thought that just the traditional tapping didn't work because food is so pervasive, like what are the things that make it more of a difficult thing? I mean, I guess food is all around us and it's just something that we're just programmed to do as humans. So why do you think it makes it so difficult to overcome emotional eating?
Well, it's because of the weight loss blockers that I discovered. Like for instance, one of the biggest causes of extra weight in women is body boundary violation. So this is something that I'm super passionate about talking about because a lot of women don't know this and they'll just think that they're not good at following a diet, or they'll think that they don't have willpower. And what I have found to be the case with 95 to 98% of women, there's very rarely a woman that will come through my programs that doesn't have this. They will have had some experience with somebody violating their body boundaries. So that can be anything from sexual abuse to something as simple as a client of mine remembered when she heard a podcast just like this and we were talking on the phone, she said, you know what? I can remember when I was 5 years old, I was on the playground and this boy pushed me behind a bush and he told me to show him my underwear. And I did, I flashed up my skirt. See, the problem with women is that they'll blame themselves. So she said, but I shouldn't have done that. You know, I should have known better not to flash my skirt to him. And so there's things like that women will experience that are a violation of their body boundaries. And then what happens is they will in a primal sense, they'll feel like if they add extra weight to their body, then they're more protected from having a violation like that happen again. It's one of the most common causes of extra weight in women. So that's why if you've tried a diet, or if you've tried to stop eating chocolate chip cookies, or you just can't stop these unhealthy eating behaviors, it usually comes down to something like that. And then six other things that I discover that we probably don't have time to talk about now, but that's the biggest one.
Well, that's fascinating because, you know, it must be buried so deep subconsciously because a lot of people are trying to change their body size because they think that it's going to make them more appealing or, you know, more attractive. But then deep down inside, there's a part of them that doesn't want to be as attractive. Yeah. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. They're in a double bind. So yeah, on the surface with their conscious mind, they're like, oh yeah, I want to be more attractive. But their subconscious mind, which is the conscious mind only has 20% of the decision-making power on your behavior. 80% of it comes from your unconscious mind. And so if unconsciously 80% of you doesn't think that you're going to be safe or that you might die if you lose weight, then you're not going to have success. And then you'll just keep fighting yourself. And it's really a shame because so many women, they'll blame themselves, or they'll say, oh, my willpower is not strong enough. Or, you know, they'll think there's something wrong with them. And when in fact there isn't, it's just these subconscious blocks.
Wow. Well, maybe you can cover just two or three more of the blocks just so that we can get an idea of what some of the other ones are.
Okay, this one's more of a fun one. So most people will have the experience of not being able to buy certain foods because if they have a certain food, they can't keep it in the house. So for instance, mine was chocolate chip cookies. I don't know if you've ever had a food like this, or maybe if you do have a food like this, is there anything that's coming to your mind that you have like that? You're like, oh,
I've done a lot of work on intuitive eating. So I'll just say one that maybe in the past Yeah, pretty much any kind of chocolate.
Okay. Any kind of chocolate. All right, cool. So if you think about chocolate and you think about your earliest memories of eating chocolate, do you remember who you used to eat that chocolate with?
Oh my goodness.
From childhood?
Well, I'm going to get down into my deep traumas here. I do remember that my stepfather, who is alcoholic, would bring me chocolate treats in the middle of the night because he would come home drunk and probably feel bad that he was drunk and wake me up and give me chocolate. So sometimes it would be like hot chocolate or some kind of chocolate treat or something like that, like literally like at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. So it was like a reward. It was like, hey, yes. Right. Okay. So that's a great example. So mine was chocolate chip cookies. My relationship with my mom wasn't great, but my grandma and I were really close. And she used to give me chocolate chip cookies whenever I'd go to her house. So I would go to her house and I'd get up, she'd put me on the couch and give me a blanket and give me a box of chocolate chip cookies. And I would eat all of them. And so what happens is when you get older and you're feeling stressed out or you've got a deadline or you just get in a fight with somebody and you feel stressed or you have these memories that get triggered, what you feel is you subconsciously crave those really good feelings of when you used to feel safe. Maybe you felt rewarded. I used to feel safe. I used to feel loved. I used to feel nurtured. I just did a podcast today and the girl on the host said hers was cake and she remembered her grandma used to make cake and they would eat cake for breakfast as a family. Some other examples are like dad would take me out to ice cream every Sunday and that was our own special time and I never got to see him that often, or pizza on Fridays. We used to invite all of the friends over and mom was so relaxed. So what's happening is your brain is like a filing cabinet. And for people that have this subconscious connection to food in this way, what's happened is that their brain thinks that, so this is grandma's love and this is the cookies. So we have filed cookies in the same filing cabinet with grandma's love. And so all we have to do with tapping, it's really, really simple to just tell your brain, no, cookies goes in its own filing cabinet and grandma's love stays in here. So we just decouple these two things from each other. And so you can, after you do this technique, you can end up having the cookies and you'll just have like a couple of the cookies, or you'll just have a couple squares of chocolate and not feel like you have to polish off the whole thing. So that's a super, super common one. And it's a really, really easy fix to change that. Let's see. Another one is connected to willpower. And if you think about when you give yourself a rule, how you react to that rule. So like say, I'm not going to eat carbs or I'm not going to eat sugar for a month. So our willpower is directly connected to our authority figure. And so if you think about your authority figure and the person that raised you, that gave you the rules, that implemented the rules, think about how you were when they gave you a rule. How did you respond? Did you say yes? Did you follow the rules? Did you feel like, okay, yeah, they're giving me a rule? Most people would rebel, or they would say yes to their face and then they would do something else behind their back. So you'll see a similarity with how you treat yourself. So maybe you give yourself, you're really, really good on your diet for like a week, but then when everybody goes to bed at night, you'll secretly sneak food that's off of your diet. But to the family or to everybody around you, you'll pretend like you're on your diet. Or maybe you'll stick to your diet only for a couple of days and then you'll rebel and binge and you won't be able to stick to it. So there's a lot of correlation between your relationship with your authority figure and the way you relate to yourself. And it's a pretty easy cleanup. I know it sounds complicated to fix that, but it actually takes, when you know how to apply the tapping in the right way to heal these things, you can do a couple of sessions on this. And it's fascinating what happens when people overcome the strained relationship with their authority figure. Everything in their life gets better. Because if you think about what willpower is connected to, it's connected to your own well-being. It's connected to taking care of yourself. We'll have women that'll say, oh my gosh, I did the tapping and then I asked my boss for that raise and I've been thinking about it for 2 years and I haven't felt like I qualify for it. Or women will say, oh, I'm finally writing my book or I'm starting this business, and they'll be making more bold decisions because of changing this internal relationship with themselves. It's really, really cool. That's a very rewarding part of what I get to do for work. So,
wow, that's incredible. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All of these different subconscious things.
Hey, humans. I know you want to eat healthier, but feel strapped for time. And even the thought of meal planning and cooking stresses you out. Well, have you considered trying a meal kit service? Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. Find recipes for every lifestyle, including plant-based diets. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options. You get to choose from 80 plus flavor packed options that allow you to take back time in your kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes and lunch in 10. Try 15 plus new recipes every week. But here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that comes already pre-chopped and custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide their recipe cards, and the meals are really simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. What I love the most about Green Chef is that it takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included, so even the less experienced cooks in your house can make a delicious home-cooked meal. It's perfect for those seasons in your life that you're really busy with your kids' sports and school events. Hello, spring! And time is limited, especially if you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table. So if you're feeling frustrated by the lack of time to eat healthy and you are ready to try Green Chef and see how easily you can integrate it into your healthy lifestyle, go to greenchef.com/IAMHUMAN50 and use code IAMHUMAN50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/IAMHUMAN50 and use the code IAMHUMAN50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with products intended to bring your mind and body back in harmony. They consider themselves a by women and for women company, and they now offer a nutrient-dense green powder called Daily Nutri-Greens. Myself and my staff here at Nourish Wellness all tried the Daily Nutri-Greens and we loved it. The Daily Nutri-Greens contain an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. It also contains other important nutrients such as B12, iron, zinc, and selenium. The Daily Greens are certified organic and all you have to do is mix it with water, but you can also easily add to your smoothies, your oatmeal, or your baked goods. The Daily Nutri-Greens are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. And another bonus is that the packaging is compostable. Yay! When I tried the apple banana Daily Nutri-Greens, I was surprised by the pleasant and mild flavor. It was easy to prepare and drink and didn't leave any aftertaste. And I felt great afterwards. It's really easy to create a daily ritual around your green drink. Integrate it into your daily self-care routine. A green powder is one way to fill the gap in daily nutrition and is an easy and convenient way to get in your greens. These powders are a great way to add more nutrients into your diet during busy times, travel, and transitions in life when you don't have time or access to fresh green veggies. If you're interested in trying Equilibria's Daily Nutri-Greens, head to myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, that's DRYAMI, for 15% off Equilibria's Daily Nutri-Greens and much more. That's myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, DRYAMI, at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I want to back up a second and talk about the difference between emotional eating and craving. So can you define emotional eating Yeah. And what are the benefits of being aware of it and learning to manage it?
So the reason that I separate them in my work is because we have techniques. We have two techniques that work to stop these behaviors, but you have to know which one you're in order to know which technique to use. So I am a really big fan of not having to use willpower in the moment. I've never been able to like verbally coach myself into doing anything. I either want to do it or I don't want to do it. And so all of my techniques work by literally tricking your brain into not wanting to do the thing anymore. So with cravings, it's you feel like eating a food, but you only feel like eating a certain food. So like, for instance, I used to have this thing for yogurt, and I would drive 30 minutes to go to my favorite yogurt store to get the toppings that I actually wanted. And, you know, I didn't care if there was traffic or like, you know, you will go to the ends of the earth to get that particular food. So that's how you know you have a craving for a specific food. When it's emotional eating, any food will do. So if you don't have something yummy in the house, even just a cold can of beans will work. So that's how you know. And sometimes when you're in it, you don't really know. Well, no, you do. When you're in it, you know. You either want a very specific food and nothing else will do, or you're just like, I'll eat anything right now. I just need something in my mouth. I need something to calm myself down.
Yeah, that's super interesting to be able to think about it that way. But I think that most of us probably have hyperpalatable foods in our house. So yeah. You don't usually resort to the broccoli or the can of beans. Most of the time it's going to be the chips, the crackers, candy, ice cream, you know, the foods that are high in fat and sugar, because it's also giving you that chemical feeling that you're after as well.
Yeah. So if any food will do in that moment and it's, you know, a highly palatable one, I would probably say that that's emotional eating. But if you're looking for like only chocolate or only cupcakes and that's the only thing you want, that's usually a food craving.
And so what are the benefits of being aware of these things and managing it? You know, I know that you talk about weight loss, but are there other things that you talk to people about of kind of learning when they're doing this, how to separate the differences?
We don't. I actually don't. All I teach them to do is to identify which experience they're having and then learning how to apply the methods that I teach. Because the methods, when you start to tap and you do the process, it takes about 7 to 10 minutes to not have that craving or that desire anymore. And what you do is you're actually going back and you're healing an unconscious trauma that's causing it in the moment. So what we found with our students that go through our more advanced programs, within about 3 to 6 months, they will completely heal their emotional eating permanently and it'll never come back if they apply the method. So what I train people on doing is learning the modalities, learning the methods, learning how to figure out what's what, and then just tapping as much as they can in those moments. Because truly within 3 to 6 months, they can completely heal their relationship and they won't have to be able to decipher, what am I really feeling right now? What is this causing? What do I need? A lot of people have tried things like that. And for women that doesn't work for, which I was one of them, it's really hard to use your logical brain in that moment, because usually you're so triggered that your logical brain is offline and you can't, at least for me, I couldn't talk myself out of an emotional eating urge. So, but I could remember to apply the tapping and then that would calm my nervous system down. And then the more you do that, the faster you heal the problem.
Yeah. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, why would somebody want to learn to tap for emotional eating? Is it worth trying to overcome your emotional eating? Especially because for some people, I've been emotionally eating since I was like 8 years old, right? So my question is, what are the benefits of not emotionally eating anymore? Especially if you say in 3 to 6 months, you could not emotionally eat anymore. Oh. What are those benefits besides just body size? What else can it bring to your life?
Well, I know for people, yeah. I mean, the first one, the most common one is weight loss. So if you're struggling with weight, that's usually one of the reasons, is that you're overeating. But I find that, you know, most of my students, and I know for myself, once I overcame my emotional eating, I had so much free space in my brain. You know, when you're obsessed with food and when you're thinking about food all the time, it really takes over your whole life. And so when I finally healed my emotional eating, I was able to start a business. I traveled the world for 10 years. I was so much happier. Our students will report overcoming depression, overcoming anxiety, overcoming all sorts of mental health, you know, challenges that they had been struggling with alongside the emotional eating. So this is really kind of like all around approach to mental health as well. One of the things that I always say is that the food cravings and the emotional eating urges will actually take you to the parts of yourself that are looking to be healed. And so what I've noticed a lot with our students, when they really dive into this and when they really heal their emotional eating, most of them will feel like they've finally connected to their life's purpose. And they'll feel like they're on the right path. And so a lot of our students will come, they'll come in and they'll be like, I know this is not what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I know I'm meant for something greater. And then they start to do this work and they figure out what that is, whether that's, I had a client that was like, I've always wanted to live in America. She was Australian and she moved her whole family to America, or start writing a book or starting a business. Like, a lot of women know that they're meant for something more than what they're currently doing. And I do find that the emotional eating urges, I feel like in a very spiritual way, the disordered eating is actually taking you to the places that you need to heal in order to be on your path that's best for you in this life.
Yeah, so. That speaks to me. So if you don't do something to heal it, you basically just stay stuck in that same loop over and over again that your subconscious is trying to tell you to address, but you're not able to. You're not able to get to those things. So you're just continuously using food over and over and over again, going in a loop.
Yeah. If nothing else is working, yeah. I mean, I highly recommend this technique, because there's a lot of information out there about how to overcome emotional eating. But often, you know, for some people, those things won't work. And so, yeah, if you're watching this and you're that type of person where these things haven't worked for you, I really encourage you to try tapping.
I think you kind of already addressed this, but how do our childhood experiences influence our eating habits as adults?
Yeah, I did kind of talk about this. These are all the experiences, big or small, that cause us to crave foods unconsciously. So I gave you an example of a student of mine who was eating emotionally, and you know, we went through all the weight loss blockers and kind of none of them were working. And then she finally realized that it was being triggered by this noise that she kept hearing, and it reminded her of a glass breaking when she was really young. Once she was able to heal from that really traumatic memory that was very traumatic for her as a 5-year-old, she stopped emotionally eating. So those are some examples of like things that you wouldn't even remember, or things that you would never tie in to your emotional eating. Or like I was saying, the body boundary violation. This girl never thought that lifting up her skirt and showing a boy her panties is what causing her to hold on to 30 extra pounds. But as soon as she was able to rewire that memory, 30 pounds just dropped off her body. She didn't have to consciously change anything that she was doing. Her body just wanted less food. So it's really, really important to figure out what from your past is causing the disordered behavior, at least in my work.
For most people, is it pretty simple to figure that out, or can that take a long time?
No, I mean, the guided instructions, and that's what separates regular tapping or EFT tapping from echo tapping, is that echo tapping guides you and gives you instructions for how to find it. So everybody can come up with the memory within just a few seconds with the right guidance.
Let's talk about parties and celebrations. So okay. Why do we tend to overeat or overdrink at parties and celebrations, even though we don't want to? You know, we're getting ready, we're going, okay, we're gonna, you know, stay away from the buffet or whatever, but that never works out. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I talk about a lot about the subconscious mind. I realized that was the only way that I was going to get myself to do certain things, was to trick my unconscious mind into not wanting to do those behaviors. So what I figured out with the parties is that, similarly to the cravings, similar to the good memories of eating food with people we really love, we have similar memories of eating and drinking with people that we love, with big groups of people. And so if you think about going to a party and you think about not eating or drinking anything, usually that thought feels really bad. Like you feel really deprived, you feel stressed out, you feel overwhelmed. Well, if you feel bad when you have that, when you visualize that, that means that what you're doing is you're using the food and alcohol as a way to subconsciously connect with the people there. So what we're able to do with tapping is we're able, just similarly to the way that I explained the filing cabinet, similarly, we're able to take the food and the alcohol out of the friends and fun and connection at parties filing cabinet and put them in their own filing cabinets. So people that do this can do it one or two times, maybe right before they go to a party, and they'll walk into a party and they'll forget to eat or drink anything. They'll just have so much fun connecting with everybody there that they don't even think about the food. So it's a really simple fix, but you know, this solves the problem for, like, you know, I don't know. I used to do this all the time when I'd go home for Christmas to see my family. I couldn't figure out why I would gain like 10 or 15 pounds. And then when I observed myself when I was there, I'm just sitting around my family and I'm just eating the food constantly and I'm constantly drinking because I'm trying to get all of the family love. I'm trying to get all of the connection while I'm there because I know I'm not going to be there for long. Or on the other side, some people are so anxious because they're around all these people that have hurt them or all these people that they have all these little traumas in their hippocampus from. And so they're eating as a way to soothe themselves. So that's going to depend on the person. And we offer coaching and things like that to help people determine what pattern they have when they go to parties. Most people will do both. Just depends on the group. But it's a really simple one to solve with tapping.
Yeah. And it's so common. When I finally figured out mine, it was more, and I never considered myself an anxious person. I didn't think I was anxious at all. But then I realized mine was due to anxiety because I don't drink and I don't like alcohol. And I was like, everybody had something in their hands. And for me to feel like I'm really participating in part of it, I had to be eating something or doing something. It just felt really awkward to just be standing there talking to people, you know? And so once I figured that out, I think that really helped me. Like, doesn't yeah. matter. Like, you can just talk to people and not have to have, nobody even pays attention to what you're doing, you know? Yeah. So yeah, it's so interesting how we are just like, follow that subconscious mind and just do things and sometimes don't even realize what we're doing.
Exactly.
I'm wondering if it would be helpful to do a short demonstration, or do you usually do that on the podcast? Or
you know what? I will do you one better. I have a 7-day challenge that we put together for free for your audience. And Perfect. I can give people a link to that. And yeah, so if you go to echotapping.com/IamHuman, you can get that whole 7-day challenge. And I go through all the weight loss blockers and I give away some of my best modalities. They can actually have an experience working with me. I'll have them bring the food, bring like chocolate or potato chips or whatever their craving food is to the calls, and we'll tap together. And so they'll have an experience and they can see whether or not it works for them.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. That's exciting that we can try that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me get into some questions about you, things sure. that I'm curious about. What do you wish more people knew? This could be about anything. What do you wish more people knew?
Well, this is easy. I wish more people knew about tapping and how easy it is to change behaviors and patterns that you don't like in your life if you know how to use and apply the method.
Awesome. How do you define success in this lifetime?
I think what I'm coming to now is it's freedom. It's freedom. It's freedom of time. It's freedom and flexibility to get to spend your time doing the things that you want to do and with the people that you really love.
I can identify with that. Is there a goal or a dream that has evaded you thus far? Or is there something that you have left on your bucket list that you'd be willing to share with us?
You know, I spent 10 years traveling. I left the States when I was 31 and I just moved back to the States. And so I kind of did life opposite what most people do. And so I have, like, you know, having long-term relationships, like romantic relationships. I have a great community of friends, but having like a life partner or building a family is something that I'm working on next.
I love that. That's beautiful. Very interesting. What does it mean to be human?
Ooh, I think just having all the experiences, feeling, going through the ups and downs, the highs and lows of life, and realizing that with every low, a high is around the corner. And with every high, there's probably going to be another low at some point, and just riding the waves of highs and lows as best you can. And with as much grace and resilience as possible.
That's beautiful. And that's so true. I do believe that we're here to experience some of those challenges, because otherwise it would just be boring. So got to have some of that. Brittany, it has been fabulous to get to know you and learn more about Echo Tapping and all the beautiful work that you're doing. I know you're helping so many people. So I know that you've given us the link so that we can experience this for ourselves, but where can listeners connect with you and what products and services do you offer?
So I have online programs. You can go to my website, brittanywatkins.com. I don't think you'll find the free challenge there. We want to give them the Echo Tapping link for that one. But I have online programs where you can learn from us, or you can work with us more intensely. And we have more advanced programs that come with one-on-one coaching with my certified coaches. We also have a coach certification program too, for anybody that wants to learn how to use this in their work. We certify a lot of coaches and therapists, and, you know, even PhDs will go through this training when they want to use it for their clientele.
Awesome. We'll definitely provide that all in the show notes. And I know that people will be very interested to learn more about you and how they can work with you and get started on that 7-day challenge. So I appreciate you so much. And thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thank you, Dr. Yami. It's nice to be here. My name is Brittany Watkins, and I am human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions, and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.